Thank you, and on behalf of Matt Davis, thanks for having us here to present our work. Be talking about public preferences for settings for vaccination of children against H1N1 influenza. So last spring and summer, public health officials were planning for H1N1 vaccine implementation and needed to develop strategies to make vaccine available to the different priority groups, including children. So certainly, there were questions about whether the existing avenues for vaccination would be adequate for what was expected to be a lot of vaccination in a very short time frame. Obviously, primary care providers were in most states a natural choice because of the existing VFC relationships and the amount of vaccination done in primary care settings. Public health departments also a good option, particularly for kids without a medical home or whose primary care providers for some reason don't carry vaccines. But it was also clear that other settings needed to be considered, again because of the volume and the tight time frame, and some of those settings included schools and retailers such as retail pharmacies and even community vaccinators. So as these plans were formulating, our research group at the University of Michigan wondered what parents would want. In other words, for this new vaccine, where would parents want to bring their children for immunization? And to study this, we used an existing mechanism that we have called the CSMOT Children's Hospital National Poll on Children's Health. And I just want to tell you a little bit about the poll, as this was the data collection method for what we did. The goal of the National Poll on Children's Health is to bring the public's voice to national dialogue about children's health and health policy issues, which are often absent from the other polling that's done around health issues. It consists of a national household survey every 3 to 4 months. We publish reports every month and also academic articles in peer-reviewed journals. We try to address pressing health matters in a timely fashion without bias. And it is internet-based data collection, but importantly, this mechanism crosses the digital divide because the vendor enrolls the household participants and provides internet access to those who didn't previously have that. So even though it's an internet-based study, this isn't a sample of households who are internet users. So we get some of those folks that might be left out of other internet-based surveys. We also have the goal of informing decisions and policymakers at multiple levels of government through targeted dissemination of findings, and we try to select topics that are relevant to decisions that are going to be made. So in this situation, we had a sample of a nationally representative group of households with at least one child that was less than 18 years old. We collected these data in August 2009, and if you think back at that point in time, it was well known that there was going to be a vaccine, but it wasn't yet available. There was a section of questions around H1N1 vaccine that included asking adults about their own vaccine intentions and preferences. But for kids, a key question was, in which of the following settings would you consider getting your child or children vaccinated against H1N1 influenza? And that was asked of all parents whether they indicated an intention to vaccinate their children against H1N1 or not. We had a 62% response rate in this sample, with 1,678 parents responding. And this figure shows the intention to have kids receive H1N1 vaccine. And we compare that against their intentions to receive seasonal flu vaccine. So looking at the figure, you can see that 40% of our parents reported that they definitely or probably intended to have their child or children receive H1N1 vaccine. 31% were unsure, and 29% definitely and probably not. And you can see that that compares to seasonal flu vaccine, such that more parents intended in August of 2009 to have their children receive seasonal flu vaccine. About the same number were in the definitely or probably not category. So our primary outcome of interest, again, was their preferences for setting for vaccination. So you can see across the top the percent that said, yes, they would allow vaccination in the particular setting, not sure and no. And along the left-hand side, we have the different choices that we gave them, the primary care provider office, school vaccination clinics, health department clinics, and retail settings. The vast majority of our parents reported that they would want their child vaccinated in the primary care setting. And it's important to note as we go through these that these were asked as separate questions. So they could respond yes, not sure, or no to primary care providers. You'll see the difference here as they gave the responses to school clinics. Much less support for school clinics among parents, but still 43% said yes to that, and about a quarter were unsure. A third said they would not prefer to have their child vaccinated in that setting. Slightly lower preferences for vaccination in public health department clinics, 34% yes, 21% not sure, 45% no. And the fewest reported preferring their child would get vaccination in retail settings. A quarter said yes to that, and a half said no in the retail setting. We wanted to put that together in some kind of aggregate fashion so that instead of a series of four questions, we could kind of see what's the bottom line on that. So looking at this another way, 32% of parents indicated that they would only accept vaccination in the primary care setting. So if you think back to the previous slide up here, these were individuals that said yes to primary care providers and no to everything else. 14% indicated that they would find it acceptable for their child or children to be vaccinated in any of the four settings we asked about. So 14% were really rather flexible. An additional 11% indicated they would accept H1N1 vaccine in any setting except for the retail pharmacy setting. And 10% said either primary care or the school setting, so not in the health department. And there were various other combinations of choices in there. And not shown here is the 16% of parents that consistently indicated no for everything and they didn't want their child to get vaccinated. Obviously, there are limitations to the study. Parents' stated preferences and intentions are imperfect indications of future health behaviors. And there was, you know, at least 6 weeks between the time we collected the data in August of 2009 and the time the first doses became available for kids to receive them. And so in those 6 weeks, lots of things happened. There was lots of publicity around there, and it's very likely that people's attitudes toward H1N1 vaccination changed in general, and potentially that their attitudes changed toward vaccination in different settings. And certainly there may have been other alternate vaccination strategies implemented by communities that we didn't capture as choices. In summary, in the setting of a global outbreak of novel influenza and a brand new vaccine, parents were willing to consider a broad array of vaccination settings for their children. Familiar primary care vaccination settings were most strongly preferred by parents, emphasis on the familiar there, but school and health department options were also acceptable to large subgroups of parents. Implications are, in anticipation of future mass immunization efforts, parents can be encouraged to identify their preferred settings, and this information could inform immunization officials about the distribution of available doses to reflect preferences. Public health and medical communities could work in tandem to pre-identify higher-risk individuals and their families to prioritize delivery of vaccine in their preferred settings. I just want to acknowledge our National Poll on Children's Health team. Matt Davis is the director of the poll. Diane Singer and Amy Butchart provide valuable service as project manager and the data analyst. And there's the website if you'd like to see more information. Thank you.